Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into the Toyota Winner's Lounge, powered by your Front Range Toyota dealerships. Avs destroy the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in a game that didn't matter and didn't mean nothing except for the fact that Nathan MacKinnon just set the franchise record in points. But we'll get to him in a little bit. Let's do the 60-second rundown before we get into anything else.
This should be easy. The game started. The Avs scored a bunch. The game ended.
There you go. I didn't even have to do it.
Oh, shit.
You did it.
Hell yeah. Yahtzee.
Specifically, though, the Avs get a goal from Mikko Rantanen first on the board, followed by a goal by Val Nichushkin. I forget the order after that. Was the next one? The next Manson. One was Manson's, and then Nichushkin's fourth. And then Parise got the fifth one. Also, Edmonton scored a goal in there that nobody cares about. That's it. That's all there was. As to win 5-1. They dominated the whole game, as they should.
Because man, it was the you cannot possibly be upset about the Avs' final 50 minutes of that game when they had a 4-0 lead.
You're getting baited. This guy is you're getting stunlocked right
saying,
now, dog.
Don't. I'm just saying you can't. I am not here for it. Just let it be.
That dude took the blackjack and bopped you over the head.
It's
fine. You're stunlocked.
I'm starting it right now. I'm not hearing it.
I'm here
rest
for it.
Rest of the pot. I'm not hearing it.
Anyway, Avs owned them. It was fun in that regard, in the fact that the Avs never made it close. I think you had a lot of positive performances. The only real... Yeah, it's just my... This thing is clicking around. Okay. I don't know.
Just keep moving stuff on that table till I figure it out.
The only real thing, if you really want to be concerned about something from this game, Jonathan Drouin does leave and not return.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a really good chance that that's entirely precautionary, but still not great to see an Ev not come back to this game, right?
Yeah. Maybe the biggest goal of this game was stay healthy. You don't care about winning or losing it. Stay healthy. That did not happen.
I mean, listen, I'm not a doctor, but looking at it, I hope I'm right. Look more precautionary than anything, you know,
it
cross
didn't
our
look
fingers.
Like much, no. But how many times have we said that about something that...
That's what I'm saying. I'm not, listen, you're just looking at it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he got kiboshed and, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just kind of tweaked something. I'm crossing my fingers, you know, that it's nothing and move on. So, but yeah, you're right. That's a big point in the game. So,
really, the only thing negative worth talking about in this game, in my opinion. The rest of it was an Avs stomping most of an AHL team and Connor McDavid looking incredibly bored in the press box.
Oh, dude. For the guys that didn't play, this had to be so much
him
worse.
Him and Zach Hyman were up there just like,
I would have gone on the bus.
Can we leave yet?
I would have gone on the bus and put my feet up.
This is where
I would have.
Smartphones.
Change the world.
They could at least like play some games on their phone. Like
100% I would have gone on the bus. Like, I've done it before, but, you know. I wasn't given the choice.
Hard to pass.
I was just a scratch. You know? Big difference.
Little bit of a difference there. Let me ask you this, because I think we're going to give a lot of guys their props, but are you taking anything away from this for Colorado besides, hey, you beat them, it was fun, cool?
No, man.
Okay.
It was cool to see, like, your team come out absolutely on fire.
Yep.
And put up a four spot and then chill the rest of the game.
I think it was important for them to, like we talked about it, just look at the mechanics of all the goals. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll go over, like, you know, Walker making a big play, and then I don't remember who ends up scoring. But, you know, little things like that. Like, their neutral zone play was awesome. I think they did what they preached the last 48 hours as a team. And I think, you know, by the end of period one, it's 4-0. It's like, okay, we know this works. This is how we play. And, you know, the rest is just like, hey, cruise control and make sure you don't get hurt. I mean, unfortunately, Jonathan is just skating and falls down. I mean, it's not even a confrontation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it's bad luck. So I'm crossing my fingers, but I'm glad they came out flying. They needed to come out flying to feel good about themselves. Val, and we'll talk about it, you know, feels good about his game. McKinnon gets his 2 points. I mean, you know, it was a perfect game. And then Anunin gets some saves and makes some shot, you know, whatever. Feels good about his game as well. So, and obviously, I'll let you talk about it, but Parise, you know, gets his last regular season game and gets a goal, right? So,
before we talk about the Avs, let me ask you guys this, and we touched on this in the watch along. Did Edmonton make a mistake here? Starting Skinner?
Yeah, I was reading about it too. Like, I just would have started him yesterday and then vice versa and put Pick today. You know, I don't know. What do I know? I mean,
what were they trying to accomplish with that?
I wasn't sure.
Are you trying to keep a guy fresh and then put him behind an AHL lineup that's about to get rocked?
Yeah, and they proceed to do exactly that.
And that's exactly how it goes. It's ultimately, I don't think it's going to matter.
No.
Especially with Vegas blowing choking their chance and to move into that series, and they get a team. It looks like they're going to get the Kings.
Oilers,
will be the Kings. Yeah,
yeah. Who they've beaten in
assuming
the first round 2 years in a row.
Hold, I don't actually know what the score is right
so,
now.
Well, it was 3. I don't know. It was 3-1, and
so I don't know that it's ultimately going to matter. But it was just on the micro. You're like, what was the point of this?
Weird
what are you
choice,
trying to
yeah.
accomplish? Just a weird decision.
Oh,
all
God.
Around.
It's 4-3 Chicago.
They didn't need to win, though, right?
No, they need to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, even if Vegas is losing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
Or maybe not. Maybe I'm stupid.
I thought.
That could be
whatever,
true.
Man.
Also, hilarious that they threw Vegas and L.A. I'll double check. I'll tell you right now.
Didn't the Jets tie for the Jennings Trophy?
That sounds right.
With Florida?
No, L.A. needed to win. L.A. is going to get Dallas.
Is the game over?
It's third period, but LA is losing now.
Jesus.
Goaltending. I'm just saying. I don't remember where we're saying.
Too bad they don't have Eustace on it.
Just the weirdness of Skinner.
Oh, yeah, the goal, yeah. But you know what? At least, you know, they acknowledged it after the first and did the right thing and pulled him out. You know what I mean? Even and Skinner might have gone in there and said, no, I want to fight. You know what I mean? A lot of goalies just want to fight. They know it means nothing, but they want to feel good and play 3 periods. And, you know, but I think that was the right thing to do. It's like, okay, not your fault, whatever, move on. Maybe we shouldn't have done it this way. Again, we don't know. Maybe he was sick yesterday. I don't freaking know. Like, we don't follow, you know, we don't know.
Wouldn't think too much about it. Just thought it was a bit of a weird.
Well, I was watching the game last night, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird picks in that. You know what I mean? I just thought it was weird. You know?
Well, then starting him in this game behind that lineup, and then you're like, okay, well, you know the Avs are going to play all their guys, and then.
I knew they were going to be flying, and they did.
Yeah. They absolutely.
It was a recipe for exactly what happened.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's just the way it goes, I guess. I don't know. Not that it matters, but. Edmonton doing Edmonton things. That's all. How should we start this, I guess? Should we start from the bottom of the lineup and work our way up?
Sure.
I guess.
All right. Let's start with Miles Wood goal. That isn't a goal.
He got robbed. Personal quest for 10.
Yeah.
Comes up sort of short.
I think he got robbed. That's
Can we
BS.
Put it at 9.5 in our hearts?
I'll give you 10 if you're willing to admit that those goals should count.
Yeah, but why can't you
nine
play
and a half? It is
Why can't you play handball? You know, handball's fine.
I think all goals like that should count, except for the kicks. I understand the kicks. They have literal blades on their feet. You don't want players kicking.
It is really weird to me that if a puck goes off your, like, forearm.
On accident.
And it goes in, it's fine. But if it goes off your glove and it just deflects off of it, suddenly it's not allowed. It's, yeah. I get that. Yeah.
That was a nice punch, though. You know, like,
yeah. That was... maybe you draw the line at it, and I guess if you draw the line at intentional, then you're like, okay, now you're trying to determine intent.
Yeah. And come on, if someone intentionally does something dope, it should count. Not that Miles's wood was dope, but
like, I mean, it was kind of funny. Yeah, so we were talking about it before, where it was like, just do something and just slaps it into the net, and you're like, yeah,
it's a reaction, right? Because it's in front of you. Like, all right, you just do it.
It was fun.
Not something I wanted to really harp on because I don't actually care, but
it was funny.
It's a funny time. Beyond that, Zach Parise does get on the board. Is it a meaningful goal? Not really. But were any of the goals in this game meaningful? Not really. But for a guy who won, pretty cool to score in your last regular season game ever. But two, a guy that the Avs would like to get a little bit more out of, particularly since he's come back from that injury. He hasn't done a whole lot for this team.
Such a nice play from Ross Colton,
it
too.
It is, to get that out from behind the net.
Nice play from Woody in the corner. Yep. Yeah. Nice play from... Oh, that's the Walker play.
Yeah.
Nice play from Walker up top. It was good to see those guys get rewarded. Again, we talked about a pregame. We want to feel good. We want to get some rhythm. We want to feel good about your game. And that was a perfect textbook. Greasy, dirty, hard work, beautiful pass, goal. You know what I mean? The playoff goal. That's exactly... If the Avs can get that Sunday from that trio, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, stuff like that. And they're in good shape. They're going to be in good shape. Because you know Winnipeg, we'll talk about it, but they have those types of guys, and they score those types of goals. Well, so
realistically, Parise is probably on your third line.
Godzilla fell off my cup.
Parise on your third line for the first round of the playoffs, at least to start. Your third line, you need to get some stuff out of, right? It's not a fourth line where it's like, hey, just don't lose the game. Every so often, you're going to need some production from that third line. So it was good to see that from Parise. And honestly, from that line as a whole, was pretty solid at that, even if it was a AHL team, right?
AJ's playing with his dragon over there. I'm scared.
Trying to put it back together.
Don't break it. Toys.
Just don't break it in the first place, bud.
It's not broken.
Yeah, I know. But you broke it, and then you fixed it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, on that note, we, of course, are brought to you by the wonderful folks over at Toyota and all of your Front Range Toyota dealerships, the official vehicle of DNVR. Go get yourself one. A ridiculous amount of vehicles to choose from. They have the most hybrid vehicles available out of anyone. Over 16 different ones to choose from, ranging from simple, non-complicated stuff like a Prius to an iForce Tundra Max. I don't even know. I've never even heard of that truck before. I mean, I've heard of the Tundra, obviously, but they have a hybrid one, apparently. You learn new things every single day. Go get with Toyota. Get your vehicles on, especially here in Colorado. A lot of outdoorsy people. 17 vehicles with all-wheel or four-wheel drive available when it comes to Toyota. So go find the vehicle for you, whether it is a truck person or if you're more of an SUV person, if you like the 4Runner. If you like a sedan, they've got them all. And you can get them at your local Toyota dealerships. Make sure you go to your Toyota dealership. They have ones all over the state, including but not limited to... AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Go get yourself the official vehicle of the Colorado Avalanche and the official vehicle of DNVR. And once you've got your Toyota, make sure you hit up Bet365. Go get your bets in. Jump on it. Their bets will be plentiful in the playoffs. We'll put it that way. A lot of betting options that you can go with on any given night, or you can look at the playoffs as a whole and maybe bet on a team to win the conference finals or a team to win the cup. whatever it is you want to get in on, make sure you do it with Bet365. When you sign up with the DNVR365 code today, you bet $5 on any NHL game, you get $150 in bonus bets when you do it. Go put some money down on whatever your playoff predictions might be. Of course, when you do gamble with Bet365, you must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER today. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Let's get into our three stars of the game.
Whoop, whoop.
Star number three. The man in net himself, Eustace Annan.
Dope as hell.
Dope as hell.
He's just good, man.
Yep. And no one's going to say he had a heavy workload, particularly tonight. Obviously, yeah. Didn't play a great team.
Got a little fortunate with a couple of posts on pucks he did not get to.
Hey, pucks mean if pucks hit the posts, that means you're covering the net, right?
It's your job not to let a puck into the net.
Yep.
Here's what I liked about him. He was calm, but what I liked is there was times where he had no action. And when the action came, he responded. I like that because we always talk about the Avs. That's how they play, yeah. Right? They're so good, and when they're on, they have the puck, and which is tough for a goalie because you're not seeing the rubber, right? You're not seeing that in any action. You can get lost a little bit in the game. So that's what I liked about his game. When the times that go 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes without anything, and all of a sudden he would be 2-3 shot sequences. He was good. He was really good. I think this was a great call to put him in tonight. And you know what? Looks like the big man's ready. And if called upon at some point, then I think he'll be ready and deliver.
Yeah, reality is perfect world. He probably doesn't play.
No, exactly.
Yeah. But
if, that's what I said, if called upon, then, you know, awesome. Yep. He'll be ready to go. I think he gets it, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what happens with the playoffs, I think you feel pretty confident about Eustace Annan's season and giving himself more opportunity with this organization going forward.
And that's why he's got a new 2-year deal, and yeah. You know, this is it's all good.
And potentially what could become a super affordable part of the Avs lineup for a team that is going to be cap strapped for the indefinite future.
Come Jonathan Drouin in.
I mean, look, if he takes over as your starter in 2 years on the last year of that deal.
Yeah. You're getting good value.
Exactly.
At that point.
You have a pretty good value there, assuming he's any good. I mean,
he could also fall apart if the goalies are goalies. Yeah.
No idea what a guy's going to be as a starter. It's a different world.
Either way, he was good tonight. Credit where credit's due.
Great pick.
Number two, Valachushkin, multi goal night. Exactly what AJ wanted to see.
Yeah, weird enough.
Even comes with a Casey Mittelstadt assist on one of them. So,
hell yeah.
But for a guy, I think similar to the conversation we had about Parise, since Nichushkin had come back, really hadn't been all that good for Colorado.
Yeah.
And in Nichushkin's case, a guy much more important to Colorado's success, especially in a playoff-style hockey game. Not that that's what this was, but look, if you're trying to take anything out of this game, hey, at least you got a little confidence for some guys, right?
Well, what I like to see there was he was skating with ease. And yep. when he skates with ease, he's a dominant force. You could tell something was bothering him a little bit. I mean, it just wasn't sharp, wasn't into it. He was dragging a little bit. I'm talking about before those 3 days. But it feels like he must have had a couple good practices and, you know, he was flying through the neutral zone with the puck. He was almost arrogant, you know what I mean, with it. You know what I mean? It was more like it's the Val that we know. You know what I mean? That's what he looked like. Again, AHL lineup or not, he still looked good. He still looked like he's ready for a big postseason. And we all know he's a huge factor for the Avalanche. Huge. Not that he's huge because he is huge, but he's a huge factor.
His impact matches his physical size.
That's it. Huge impact.
Big as shit.
Big deuce.
Hey, look, I don't know. Obviously, you're not taking too much out of this game, but
no. Are you taking that?
This is good for him to start to feel a little bit better. And Honestly, good for Casey Mittelstadt, too.
Yep.
Who we can talk about a little bit later, but...
Sure. Yeah, he was great.
I know we're doing three stars right now, so
it's all good.
I don't want to derail that.
And since we're doing it, let's just go to star number one. Of course, it's Nathan MacKinnon. Didn't play a ton tonight. I don't know that he was unbelievably good or anything, but sets the franchise record. Gets there. 140 points in a single season. We've been saying it all year, but again, you may genuinely never see this again.
It took until this year for somebody to have as good a season as what Joe Sakic had in their first year in Denver.
Yep.
And like, think about that, because Joe Sakic played a lot more years in Denver after that.
He sure did.
Seasons like this are rare. I almost feel like it was easy for us to take it for granted. He scored in 39 of 41 home games.
Or 40.
Ridiculous.
He recorded points.
Yeah. 40 out of 41.
39 and a half.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really, like, it's... Of course, when you're in it, we talk about this all the time. When you're in it, it's so hard to properly appreciate just how special it is. But 140 points is a monstrous number.
Ridiculous.
And I think it gets lost a little bit because MacKinnon and Kucherov are both doing it. Kucherov and McDavid both have 100 assists, so how special it is kind of overlooked a little bit. But, Jesus, 140 points? No, I did not see this coming. You and I talked about in training camp. You and I, we all talked about in training camp. Oh, my God, Nathan MacKinnon looks absolutely locked in on day one. We think he's going to win the Hart Trophy. And then he has a 50-goal season and 140 points.
The conversation was, oh, if he can get to Joe Sakic's record, that would be all time. And he blew past that.
Yeah, it was like 12 games left.
Yeah.
He touched it and then torched it.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay.
For me, I think it's the consistency. It's absurd.
Yep.
40. I mean, again, I'll give him the 40th because we're not the league. We're here. He made the play that night.
The league gives everybody else that point. Yeah. So.
That's not true.
So 40 out of 41 games, it's absurd. I mean, I'm sorry. The level of consistency you have to do and you have to achieve to get all those points on every game, it's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. But I'm convinced if he doesn't lose that streak, you know, with that, whatever, that weird call that he doesn't get, but maybe... The Avs don't get blanked that, you know what I mean? Like, I think he finds a way to get it, right? I mean, we'll never know.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to say is
fantasy.
I know. What I'm trying to say is it's amazing. We're talking about one game.
Yeah.
Out of 41. That fans that packed the Ball Arena to go see a player like Nathan MacKinnon, and you walk away always satisfied. You know what I mean? Like, at least, even if the Avs didn't win, you're like, holy schnikes, this guy was good tonight, you know? It's awesome.
It's not just, oh, he's this... unbelievable player at home with all this season. Pick a game. You are more likely to pick a game that Nathan MacKinnon had a multi-point night in than not.
Yeah.
It
led the NHL in even strength points and multi-point games.
Like,
bah!
It's crazy.
Just ridiculous.
The consistency is amazing. Amazing.
There's like a 1 in 10 chance that you're going to pick a game that he had 4 points in or more.
Yeah, he had
a few of those.
He had, what was it, 48 multi-point games, something like that?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but Jesus. It was a lot.
All right.
Dude's crazy good at hockey. So, I don't know. Just enjoy it for a moment, because the season Nathan MacKinnon had was absolutely worth enjoying.
Well, and you wonder what's next.
Yep.
Because, like, he's always been a better playoff player than regular season player.
Yep.
And so you're like, okay, well, he just had 140 points. What the hell?
Going to score 3 points a game in the playoffs?
What's about to happen in the postseason? Because if it's...
I'll tell you what it's about.
If he gives it up another level, then good God. If he plays at the same level, then good God.
Right. Well, this is what it smells like. What it smells like is... He's never had one. Is a Conn Smythe. You know what I mean? And I know people play for the silver trophy. I always say it. But I'll tell you one thing. As a freaking... Those guys challenged themselves. You know what I mean? Like, they put a lot of pressure on themselves. And that's something he might be going and say, you know what? Screw it. I'm going after that thing this year.
It would
be, you know what I mean? That means that we're going to win. Because usually, besides, like, Ronnie Hextall, J.S. Jaguar, you know, it doesn't really happen much that you're on the losing end of it. But why not?
Go just get saying... It. If he has a 30-point postseason, we will have watched him have 170 points.
In a 1 9-month span.
Like year, yeah. This hockey calendar.
Yep.
We will have watched him have 170. And 30 points is like...
Not off the table, yeah.
It's a great playoffs. It's not an all-time great playoffs. I'm not even like, oh, he's going to have a Gretzky in 40 points. 30 playoff points.
If they go on a deep run, it's totally attainable.
Jesus.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows how full Nathan MacKinnon's trophy cabinet will be after this season?
Yeah, if he gets the Hart, the Conn Smythe, and a cup, and adds that to another cup, and his
Lady
Calder,
Bing.
he could, his Lady Bing, my bad, he could retire the next day and he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, 100%.
Yep. I mean, I think he could retire today and he'd be in the Hall of Fame, but...
Would agree with you.
That would certainly make it a no doubter. Yeah,
that would make this a well. This is no longer a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's special. It's something that everyone's going to remember for their lives as Avs fans. Okay. Anyway, that was our top three. AJ, you wanted to talk about Mittelstadt getting involved tonight on that second line.
Yeah, just had a good game.
Yep.
Like that's.
Nothing special. But.
Yeah, like that's he needed one. He got one. That line looked really good together.
It did.
When the game was still a game before it became cardio, and which I've said a lot lately. But when it was still a hockey game and the Avalanche were still pushing, that line was very, very good. Could have scored a couple more goals, yep. So honestly, throughout the game, but especially in that first period.
Yep.
Casey Mittelstadt was really good, and he was a vital part of their success.
Call that puck swag, you know what I mean? Like, I felt he had the puck swag, you know? Like, his hands are a big attribute of his, you know? So I felt that he really had the confidence, and that's a good sign going into next week. And again, I know it's an AHL lineup, whatever it was tonight, but you still got to go out there. It's still a, you know, little piece of rubber, and it still skates, and, you know, it's ice and 200 feet and play the game. And, you know, I thought it was a big game for him, I think. It's going to carry that into the postseason, which was important tonight to get through. So, I like it.
Again, it's hard to take anything out of this game, but the thing I've said my entire career, you can only play the game that you're playing. It. The Avs did about as good as you can do in this hockey game. So, hard to take too much negative from it. Hard to take too much positive from it. But the general consensus is you feel good. And feeling good at the playoffs is probably a good thing. I don't know. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to sit here and chill with the Coors Light in my hand. The beer made to chill. The mountains literally turned blue. Perfect for a game like this one where you're chill maxing and relaxing. Also perfect to chill out during an intense one where it might be close come playoff time.
Chillaxing.
That's the way to do it with Coors Light. Brewed right here in Colorado. Obviously, we're big fans here. It's the beer that everybody knows. You can always rely on when it comes to Coors. So go get yourself some, or even better, just stay at home and get it delivered right to your front door at CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Thanks to Instacart. Go jump with it. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your front door with Instacart by going to that CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And if you want to be chilling and relaxing when it comes to your house, make sure you get with Lavello Construction. Lavello Construction specializes in all things roofing, gutters, siding, and paint for your home here in the Front Range. They offer a painless and quick way to get a quote for a new roof. You don't even have to talk to somebody, and you can get a quote in under a minute if that's the way you want to go about it. Lavello prides themselves on transparent communication and an honest assessment of your home's exterior. You can scan that QR code on screen or call 303-578-8551 to get your quote in under a minute. It'll be quicker than the Avs beating Edmonton in this hockey game. because this game was over 3 minutes in. Let's be real. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Not a ton to talk about through the rest of this game, but I did want to talk to you, Eric, about the next couple of days. Avs mindset. They've already announced there's no practice tomorrow. You go to Winnipeg on Saturday. You hang out in Winnipeg, and then you have your game Sunday. How much of a focus is there as a team on, you know, being ready, being prepared for Winnipeg? How much of this is a couple of days to relax and cool down a little bit from the season? Where are their heads at over the next 2 days?
Well, I think tomorrow is a day to recover your body, meaning like, okay, sure. That's why they're not skating. I mean, I don't know what their schedule is. I mean, they might have a meeting, but there's certainly no practice. They might have a meeting. Have they had meetings about Winnipeg maybe the last couple of days? Maybe. Sheldon Keefe yesterday was saying like in between periods yesterday of their game, he's freaking like looking at video about Boston, you know, right in the middle of their game. I'm just saying, you're so focused and you know your opponent. So, of course, the coaching staff's been digging in on Winnipeg, just like you guys have, just like we all have, right? Get ourselves ready to go. So, you know, they've done that, but now it's about presenting it to the team and making sure everything is about the Jets. Everything is about playoffs. Everything's out the window now. Regular season's done. This is what they do. This is who they have. This is what they're going to be doing. This is what they're doing down the stretch. Every team's different. Every coach is different. I've been parts of teams where, for example, Mark Crawford back then used to, you know, Joel's the same way too. They'd give you a name. Let's say we're you play for the Jets and they'd give me your name. And so I'd have in front of the team, you know, like after, you know, we'd be like, I got to talk about you. What are your strengths? Yeah. What are your weaknesses? You know, usually you give your type of player, you know, like same type of player, you know what I mean? So McKinnon will have like Scheifele or, you know what I mean? I don't know how Jared works, but anything you know about those guys, what do you know? Like everything and everything goes, right? So, oh, he's weak or, you know, he doesn't like him when he gets down by two goals. Or
Rudo,
you know,
pretty average podcast host, has trouble keeping his shoes on. Typical stuff.
Yes.
Got it.
Likes his Coors Light. sloppy eater. I'm just kidding. But
that's true. I'm a really sloppy eater.
I was messing around. But, yeah, so every team's different about, you know, getting yourselves ready. And I think this is fine because they've known all week that they were playing them. You know, yeah. So they have plenty of time to get themselves organized. And sometimes, though, you go seven games in between rounds, then you have one day, and then you start again. It's like, holy crap. You know what I mean? It's so hard for the coaches, you know what I mean, to get on top of it. And nowadays, with technology, is a lot easier. But I think the Avs are fully Jets mode right now, and they're concentrating on the Jets. And like I said, they won't skate tomorrow, but they might have a meeting. And then Saturday, they'll skate, have meetings, go there, have a team dinner, and get themselves ready to go. Playoffs are fun. It's just different. Different people travel on the plane. You know, you bring your own doctors because you don't want to trust the other team's doctors. And, you know, you get together at the hotel and, you know, you'll have a room where, you know, everything's there. You play a little cards and, you know what I mean? Like, so playoffs are special. You know, they're special rides and that's where history is made. I mean, it just is. So, I think these guys will be ready to go, and I think it started already, you know, even though they had a game to play against the Edmonton Oilers or Bakersfield Condors. But, you know what I mean? So I think they're well on their way in their preparation for the Jets.
Hope you're right. We'll see how that all goes. Of course, to get our full thoughts on it, I'm sure we'll talk about it on tomorrow's podcast, but also...
Yeah, I would expect it is tomorrow's podcast.
We'll also have a whole preview video about it, too, that we're recording tomorrow. So keep your eyes out for those. We dropped our first two series previews today. Those would be East Coast teams, Carolina and the Islanders, and Toronto-Boston. If you want to go check out our thoughts on those series, go watch those videos on the same YouTube channel. You can see the shirt. Is it that way? Yeah, right over there. Our bunch of new shirts, the playoff shirt, Nathan McKinnon shirt, the Halifax Homie shirt, all available right now at the DNVRlocker.com. Go get yourself some of those. Get ready for the playoffs for the Avs. make sure you're looking spiffy in some DNVR clothing. I don't know. What do you guys think about this regular season as a whole? How do you, I don't know, explain it, feel about it, whatever you want to call it?
I mean, I don't want to be in the position that I know some people are, where they've taken 50 win seasons for granted because they're so focused on, well, it's about the cup and it's about this and it's about that. But
sorry, I didn't want to.
50 winning 50 games in the NHL regular season, that's a 100-point season. It's awesome. It's a thing that you should be proud of. It's a thing that fans should appreciate and enjoy. I don't care how many years in a row it's happened. I don't care who the stars are. We know that weird years happen all the time in the NHL where teams miss the postseason or have down years. Look at Vegas. Is everybody's like, oh my God, look how hard they cheated, and they're a wild card team.
Yep.
So, you know, like these things happen. So I just don't want to be in a position where I'm ever taking for granted a 50-win hockey team.
Amazing.
I'm still trying to enjoy the journey that is the day that I'm on, and not so focused on, well, if they lose this, then what? And free agency, and then the draft, and trades, and contract nonsense. And I just, it was an interesting 82 games. They played in about 60 of those games with a misfit, miscast roster that we knew was going to change.
Yep.
It changed. And I see, and I disagree that it was a frustrating season. I disagree completely. I think it was a fun season that had its moments, but frustrating? No, that's last year. Last year was not fun, in my opinion. I didn't enjoy covering it. I didn't enjoy watching the team. This team was, it had its nights. It had more bad nights than we've seen a lot of Avs teams have in recent years. It's not perfect. There are problems. There are legitimate holes with it that when we're going to talk a lot about in the next couple of days. But we got to watch maybe the MVP of the NHL night in and night out. You get to watch Cale Makar just casually put up a 90-point season
on a bad year
from defense. Right. Mikko Rantanen drove me crazy 82 games of the season and has 100 points and 40 goals. Like, there's special talent in Denver that I just, it's so hard to get it that when you get it, sometimes it's easy to take it for granted. And so this year especially, I have tried really, really hard to enjoy the day that I'm in. And 82 games, you know, we talk large macro picture stuff all the time. Yeah, the team had its moments this year. It was maddening. It was a really disappointing end to the season for sure. But it was a fun hockey team. And if I ever get to the point where I'm not appreciative of watching some of the talent that the Avalanche have every single day, then it's time for me to not do this job anymore. It's time for me to go and do something else. I don't feel like I think I've made this about me, but it's mostly like it's about me by proxy because I can only talk about this season through the lens in which I viewed it.
Of course.
And I thought that it was a team that had its struggles. And it felt like a really nice, it was a really nice allegory for my life this season, in which I went through some rough things. But I am hopeful for what's next. And to see this team, even with a hard bracket, you know, now they're in a bracket with Dallas, Vegas, and Winnipeg. That fucking sucks. That sucks. But you don't win a Stanley Cup without winning some games, beating good teams. And I've always been a gauntlet guy. Give me the gauntlet. I want to go through them all. I want to leave no doubt. This bracket sets you up for that. You're going to have to go through the best goaltender in the game this year. You're going to have to go through the Vezina winner. You're going to have to go through either the top team in the West or the best cheater in the West. Pick one.
Yep.
That's just to get to a conference final. Then you go through a team that's probably not very beaten up out of the Pacific, because that's a joke of a route. And then you're in a Stanley Cup final, and whatever happens, happens. It's a joy. There's nothing better than the Stanley Cup playoffs. Round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs is true Christmas for any hockey fan that is not salty about how the season ended, because there have been some Avs seasons where I dipped on round one because I was mad how it ended. I'm very excited for the postseason, and I think that a 50-win hockey team, it's fantastic. And yeah, that's the draw they earned. If they had won the Central Division, they would be in the exact same bracket. They would just be against Vegas now, but it would be Dallas and Winnipeg.
Yep.
They would have earned the exact same quartet of teams.
Also, our chat would be melting down if the Avs had to play Vegas in round one.
Right. It's going to be a really fun first round. I hope it's fun for us, because that means things go well. It's going to be an interesting challenge because the Jets are a unique problem.
Well said, by the way. You sounded like a poet there. You were awesome. It was awesome. No, it was good. No, I mean it. But what I'll just add to it, because it was so well said, is every season is its own story, right? Every season is just its own book.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the playoffs is you get to write your last chapter, right? You're in control of your last chapter as a team. The last chapter being, for 16 teams, winning the silver thing, right? I mean, that's just what the script that everybody wants, right? And that's what makes it so fun, so passionate by everybody to watch it to cheer for. So yeah, every season it's been an awesome season. You get 50 wins, it's an awesome season. You know what I mean? Like, in this league, it's a tough league. There's ups, there's downs. It's some gruesome travel, some gruesome road trips. So, you know what? All in all, been a great season. Now you just go and write your last chapter. So,
all right, let's do these winner shots. Thank you very much for getting us to 100 likes.
Chat. One for the winner shots. Two. One for the end of the season.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, gotcha.
End of season shot as well.
One for the 100 and one for the grind.
Okay. All right. On that note, let's hear from the guy who literally just set a franchise record, Nathan MacKinnon.
The franchise record tonight for the most points in the season. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, definitely a legend. Peter Stastny, one of the best ever to play. He had some crazy seasons. He had a lot better seasons than me overall. Just one, but obviously, I think it's a team accomplishment. A lot of guys helped me on one way. Tons of great hockey this season. My focus is definitely the playoffs. I'm not really thinking about this at all. Yeah.
How nice was it to get a win like this and maybe get some momentum heading into the postseason?
Yeah, for sure. It was a tough game to play. They scratched all their best players. We got a lead early and just kind of coasted from there. It's just challenging, other players aren't playing, but
Nate, how would you describe the season and where you guys are at now going into postseason?
It's been up and down for sure. I think we've had a lot of great moments. Definitely we're very humble right now, definitely coming into the playoffs, which I think is a good thing. I think we had a great week of practice trying to work on things mentally. Sort of some issues, and definitely have another couple days to get ready to go here.
How are you going to reflect on this regular season when you look back at old man?
I don't know. We'll see. The best part is just the day-to-day, trying to get better. The grind of it. I love the just being in it. Obviously, the rewards are nice, but there's so much that goes into it that's a lot of fun for me. I think just the day-to-day with the boys trying to get better is my favorite part, for sure.
Coach has emphasized defensive coverage a lot. Do you guys really
handle that tonight? It was good, I guess. I mean, definitely some breakdowns. Like I said, it's a tough game to play against the depleted lineup. It's always exciting to play with the best players in the league, the best player in the world over there. But I get it. I mean, they have nothing to play. playing for right now. They don't want to get hurt. So, yeah.
At this point, are you all as on this series against Winnipeg now, or do you take decompress from the
season? No, I mean, I'm just trying to be the best I can if it's against Winnipeg or whoever, you know. So I definitely have some things I'll do tomorrow and the next day and just try to get ready to be at my best come game one.
Is it amusing watching people get into fist fights about the Hart Trophy over you? You know, and everybody because it's an argument for anybody. You know?
Yeah, I think it could go to a lot of guys. You know, I don't think one guy more deserving of another guy. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's out of my hands, and I can't control, you know, people who vote for me and don't like me or like me. So it's all good either way.
Nathan MacKinnon there. As we're winding down here, I think one more thing we wanted to cover is, and I, you know, I think most fans probably would like to see the NHL go back to true seeding in the conferences, 1-8. Would you feel any different, AJ, if they did that? And what you said, they'd play Edmonton in that scenario?
Yeah, they'd be against Edmonton. I would, because I think it's frustrating to me when, because if you look at the 1-8, three of them
have home ice. In.
Well, and three of the top four teams are from the Central.
Yep.
So it's messed up that you are guaranteed to lose one of those teams in the first round, no matter what. You are guaranteed to lose one of them.
I've never liked the format, the new format. I mean, the newest format.
Well, and they always talk about, oh, it's supposed to promote rivalries. Okay, well, the way you promote rivalries is that you play teams in the postseason. Yeah. Is anybody in the world excited about Edmonton and LA for the third straight year?
No.
Did it build a rivalry, or did it build everybody being pissed?
That one.
The same thing happened, remember, back in the day when Chicago would beat down Minnesota every single year?
Yep.
And it was just like, oh, good. This again.
Woo. No, I agree with you. I'm not a fan.
1-8 is a very much 1-8 and then reseed every round.
I'm in. I love the reseeding for sure.
I agree.
Not that complicated. So I don't know. I think there are a lot of conversations we could have about the NHL playoff format that there are plenty of things you might be for, plenty of things you might be against, but it doesn't matter that much. At the end of the day, you have to go through everybody, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's not, you're never going to have an overly easy route, but this is the same thing that Leafs fans had a problem with, because every year they were playing a 100-point team in round one. It was bullshit then, too.
True.
We minded it less because everybody hates Toronto, and that's just the truth. But it still sucks, and you can't make a cogent argument that it's a good system.
I would not make that argument, for sure.
I agree.
Like, it's nonsensical.
Yep. Just, anyway, don't have to get any further into it than that. It's just something worth bringing up about the way the Avs ended up playing Winnipeg. But we are brought to you by Game Time, if you want to go watch the Avs play Winnipeg. Get your tickets through Game Time. Join 15 million people that get their tickets through Game Time.
That's so many people.
I know. It's a ridiculous number, really, when you think about it. And you can get $20 off your first purchase when you sign up with code DNVR on the Game Time app. There's a link down in the description to get signed up with them. Game Time guarantees you the best price on tickets, whether it be last-minute deals or their section selector or plenty of other options. Go get your tickets with Game Time today. Once you do that... AJ, I guess you're probably not going to go home and eat a Factor meal.
I ate one for breakfast.
There you go. The breakfast Factor meal.
Yeah.
It's the way to get in on it.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Something good.
I mean, it had broccoli, which is gross, but when you're eating healthy.
Imagine thinking broccoli's gross.
Yeah. It's bad, dude. So I, but it's healthy for you, and that's the whole point.
That is the point. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, largely behind the power of Factor, I've dropped 2 shirt sizes. So, honestly, it should be 3, but I like to wear my shirts a little big, so this is my first time wearing it that I just went and bought yesterday. But
looking dapper.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep wearing dark colors because they look better on me. No more watermelons.
No, watermelons suck last game. Was that the bad 7-0 game?
Yeah.
I'm just not. It's just too much.
Can't handle it.
The shirt's just uncomfortable.
Whatever it is you might be doing, yeah. Factor has an option for you. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Veggie and Vegan. You can also discover more than 60 add-ons every week. You can get breakfast, you can get on-the-go lunches, you can get snacks, you can even get beverages to help you stay fueled all day long from Factor.
They have a big rotating selection of juice and shakes.
Yep. That they do.
Which I always look at and never buy. I'm always just like, this is a good idea, and then...
We got some, and I never got to try any because my wife drank them all. So. you can get chef-prepared meals on the table in just 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. Get with them today. Head to factormeals.com/avs50 and use that code avs50 to get 50% off. That's code avs50 at factormeals.com/avs50. To get that 50% off and get yourself some Factor meals. Okay. Once, twice, three times
a
super chatter. There's actually four, but let's get to these super chats. $5 from Aaron, who says, no team in the West concerns me as much as Winnipeg. They just match up well against us. But if the Avs can win the 7, I can see a deep run happening. Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Don't want to spoil anything too much. Thank you for the super chat. $2 from Wilson. 1 to 10, what's y'all's confidence meter at? I'm at a 7. I don't know. My confidence meter's at question mark.
I'm at a 10.
I'm at a 6.
See, that's why we love each other.
Okay. $10 from Drew, who says, so I get the heart is the big name trophy, but to players, does the Ted Lindsay mean just as much? We all know not all people who vote on the heart are smart, per se, LOL.
Okay, well, this would imply that all the people voting on the Ted Lindsay are also smart.
They are not. They're hockey players.
Yeah, those guys are playing all the time. So how many games do they not even have a chance to watch every day? They only play against how many? Like, the best matchups, the most frequent matchups in the entire season are 4 games against one team. So they have 78 games against other teams. Like, players can only... The NBA did this, where they had players vote on awards, and it was a train wreck. A train wreck. Because there's just no way.
Yep.
There's no way those guys are keeping up on all of it. In the same way, there's no way that... Me covering the Avalanche every day are going to be well educated on every single thing that Nikita Kucherov does every day.
Yep.
It's just not possible. So you just try and do the best that you can with it. So I don't put, me personally, I don't put any additional stock. I know this question's not about me, but I'm making everything about me today. So this is where we are. I'm not putting any additional stock into the Ted Lindsay just because they have the same limitations that the rest of us do. And their firsthand information is really limited.
The only thing I say about the Lindsay is, and I've heard it from guys, because I, trust me, I was never in contention for the Ted Lindsay, but is it comes from your peers, right? You know what I mean? That's the only thing that's different than, you know, media or, you know, whoever votes on.
Definitely.
And that's the only thing guys say, like, oh, it's cool that the people I play against think that I'm good. You know what I mean? So. But you're right, it can be skewed because, I mean, I watched a lot of hockey, but I can tell you a lot of my teammates, like, they've never watched a freaking hockey game at night when they're home.
Yeah.
I'm being honest, you know what I mean? So, everybody's different.
It's more about the quality of the information.
Yeah.
Not the information itself. You know, it's not like the player vote doesn't matter, it's just how much stock do you put in the player vote?
When you have direct contact like that too, I think you end up in weird situations where a guy from the West might go, yeah, I'm voting for Nathan MacKinnon. That dude dropped 5 points on my head.
Right.
And some team from the East who played Nathan MacKinnon on off night was like,
Yeah.
They haven't been getting scoring points against us. So, like, who cares?
Well, I get Kucherov every night, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
Five times a year, whatever.
Guys that are friends with other guys that are like, hey, I know this guy has this in his contract. If he gets X amount of votes or whatever, he finishes in such a place at the Ted Lindsay. Like, I'm going to throw him an extra vote or whatever. Like, there's always other factors that drive it. It's the same as the Hart Trophy voting, where your voting sample is susceptible to all the same biases.
Yep.
I don't know why you would place importance on one over the other.
Agreed.
Agreed.
$20 from Munkinator, who says, thank you so much, DNVR, for your coverage this season. You are all amazing people, and I truly love coming and watching the pod after games. Win or lose, big shout out to adding Eric, because his insight has been amazing. Heart. Yeah, save those for the end of everything else. We still got playoffs to do before we will do, we'll do our real big thank yous and all of that stuff.
We can have our love in at the end.
Yep. Always wait for the end of the season fully to do that. But thank you very much for the super chat. That's it for tonight. It's already way too late. We got to get out of here and go do more work about a game that didn't matter. that's just the truth. I ain't lying to you. lots of stuff to come your way, though, for real. We have the Avs preview tomorrow as a podcast, but also our previews for all of the playoff series will continue coming out over the weekend. So keep it here on YouTube. Like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. If you're a podcast person, we are available as a podcast, too. Check us out there. We're done. Goodbye. See you later.
We all silly like the mayor.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.